USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The number of coronavirus cases worldwide is now approaching the 3 million mark, with nearly one-third of those cases in the United States, according to a new tally from Johns Hopkins University. More than 2.9 million COVID-19 cases have been confirmed worldwide, and the U.S. has seen over 939,000 confirmed infections. And Maryland Governor Larry Hogan said he's raising concerns about mixed messaging coming from the White House during the coronavirus crisis, and stressing that it's critical for the president to only stick to the facts as he seeks to inform the American people about the pandemic. On Face the Nation, Hogan said it's critical the president of the United States, when people are really scared and in the middle of a worldwide pandemic, get only the facts. And in Maryland, there are now more than 18,000 coronavirus cases and more than 800 deaths, according to the latest data. That's a statewide increase of 815 coronavirus cases.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio outlined what and how reopening of the city would look like. The mayor announced the creation of several advisory councils, including one on racial inclusion, co-chaired by his wife, Charlene McRae. The mayor said the coronavirus pandemic has laid bare disparities that must not continue. He said, "A number of economic and racial disparities have been made so clear by this crisis. We must fight back against those disparities and build a deeper plan to fight them on a permanent basis." After 6 weeks stuck at home, Spain's children were allowed to go out today on a run because the government eased one of the world's toughest coronavirus lockdowns. Spain is among the hardest hit countries, with a death toll running at more than 23,000, putting it only behind the United States and Italy, despite stringent restrictions imposed starting March 14. But unlike other countries, Spain's children were kept indoors, with only adults allowed to leave the house to buy food, medicine, and briefly walk a dog or seek urgent medical care. This is U.S. Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There are a number of new rumors saying that Kim Jong-un may be dead, and USA's Wendy King has the story.
Kim Jong-un is rumored to be dead, according to a Hong Kong broadcast network, while a Japanese magazine is reporting that the North Korean leader is in a vegetative state after he underwent heart surgery. A director at a Hong Kong satellite TV station is claiming that Kim is dead, citing a very solid source. Other unconfirmed reports coming from Beijing said an operation to insert a stent went wrong because the surgeon's hands were shaking so badly. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A new idea is catching on nationwide, with stay-at-home and social distancing orders meant to slow the spread of COVID-19, putting restaurant dining on hold, and now forcing many to close and leaving others barely surviving. From large chains to mom-and-pop eateries, restaurants are increasingly turning to grocery sales. Panera launched Panera Grocery, offering breads, bagels, and sweets, but other items such as milk, eggs, and fresh produce that its 2,100 U.S. stores normally use to make meals. And Subway is now selling groceries at 250 stores in 5 states. The National Restaurant Association says the industry has lost over 3 million jobs and $25 billion in sales just since March 1st. 3% of restaurants have closed permanently, and another 11% expect to do so by the end of the month. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.